think there's a lot of stigma associated with addiction, where it's assumed that the person's just weak-willed or unable to control themselves. Right. But there's other factors at play here, and it's not just one person's kind of inability to control themselves that leads them to addiction. There may be genetic factors that play a role. I was in particular really drawn to Shirnaz Bamji's lab. In her lab, they were looking at this protein called cadherin, and it's this sticky glue-like protein that's present at connections between cells in the brain called synapses. So we were looking at a region of the brain that's important in addiction to see whether these proteins played any role in the formation of addictive memories.
For this experiment, Dr. Globa used regular mice and mice that were genetically modified to have more cadherin at their synapses. To measure their addiction levels, they used a method called conditioned place preference. Basically, an animal's liking of a stimulus can be inferred by the amount of time it spends in the place where it received that stimulus.
We proceeded to some conditioning days where we would close off the chambers and we would give them cocaine in one chamber and then saline in the other, going back and forth over a number of days, and this allowed them to associate that rewarding effect of the drug with that context.
It seemed to make sense that having more cadherin would mean a stickier connection and therefore a stronger addiction. However, what Dr. Globa found was surprising.
In our mice that had too much cadherin in that part of the brain, those synapses were kind of hardwired in place. They were too sticky and they couldn't change in response to the cocaine. And as a result, they didn't have that strong encoding of the drug-paired memory.
Okay.
And as a result, they didn't show as much addiction.
What types of implications do you think this is going to have for humans? Where is this transition going to lead?
So of course people are asking, well, does that mean that this is going to be a target for drug intervention to prevent addiction? And I mean, it's a bit too early to say, of course. And the other issue is cadherins are expressed throughout the brain. They're important in learning and memory. So if we start impairing cadherin function or increasing cadherin function in the brain, unless we find a really targeted way to do it, we're going to have all these weird effects on memory and potentially other things that we don't know yet.
As far as we can tell, there's still a lot of research to be done on the relationship between genetics and addiction. Dr. Globa and her team's research puts us one step closer to understanding how it all works. This podcast featuring Dr. Andrea Globa was created by Ryan Burke, Ellen Chen, Nick Wu, and Celia Doso. All sound effects and audio are public domain.